Thank You Choir. So this is pastoral privilege. I forgot to write an announcement this morning to say that I will be gone for the next 2 weeks. Spent time. And Jerry, thankfully, has agreed to do any pastoral care that might come up. So if something happens in your life or your family and you need somebody to talk to, by all means, please give Jerry a call. Or the elders of the church really are also your spiritual leaders. So call any elder and they will either help you or give you Jerry's phone number. Okay, so you all are the children now, right? You're all God. I'm trying not to point my finger, and it's a really hard habit to break. So you remember the scripture reading today, right? I'm not baptizing you, I promise. The very last words from today's scripture were about the bad and the good. Does the bad only happen to bad people? No, unfortunately, we know way better, don't we? Know that the bad happens to good people too, right? So, you know this, is it called a colloquialism? What am I doing? The rain falls on the just and the unjust. Remember, it's not a metaphor, it's a scripture. It's scripture, yeah. So, and I'll do it to me too. So, in today's scripture, we read about this really, really great named Job, who really was an awesome guy. If you read through those first couple of chapters of Job, he's pretty amazing. He even prays for other people, for his children, to make sure that, you know, everything's good with God, just in case they might have sinned without knowing it. And he prays for himself, and God calls him an upright and righteous man. I mean, this is a really good guy. He's so good, in fact, that he calls attention to himself. And Satan goes into God's presence, and God even says, "But have you seen my guy Job? He's really pretty amazing." Well, that, to me, is kind of like throwing salt in the wound of Satan, right? And Satan says, "You know, you've just treated him really, really well. Of course he's a good guy. Of course he's upright and righteous. He doesn't have anything to complain about. You take all those good things away from him, and he's curse you. He's going to just turn around and curse you." But you know what? Job does not. He loses his family. He loses just almost everything except his own life. He is covered from head to toe in sores so bad that he takes a broken pot piece and scrapes these sores. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's kind of gross. But, you know, he's in a bad, bad way. And doesn't God? No. He doesn't. It doesn't mean just because bad things happen to us, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. And it doesn't mean that we've necessarily done anything bad either. Bad things happen to good people. So what can we do when bad things happen to us that we really don't deserve? We can pray. We can talk with God. Sometimes we can eat at God and get a little angry with God, and it's okay. God's shoulders are big enough that God can handle that. And so we can trust God to be real and to be honest with God when we need to just get out whatever's going on with us. The important thing is that we not curse God, right? That's the thing that we have to avoid. We can be angry, but we can't curse him. Let's pray. Holy and loving God, we do thank you so much that in the good and the bad, you are always with us, and you never forsake us, and you never abandon us. And so, God, we're going to try our very best whenever bad things happen to us to remember that you are with us, that you love us, and that you care for us, and that we can be honest and truthful about our feelings with you. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.